This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The all-party meeting convened by the government ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament is underway at Parliament House Annex in New Delhi. Floor leaders of different political parties are attending the meeting. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, Jagat Prakash Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan are present in the meeting. Besides, Gaurav Gogoi and Pramod Tiwari from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SCP, Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, Ram Gopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party and T.R. Balu from DMK are present in the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session of parliament begins from tomorrow and will continue till the 21st of August. The News Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of parliament tonight. The programs, issues before parliament on Akashvani Rainbow and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashvani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. These programs will also be available on our website newsonair.gov.in and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. India is developing a multi-stage malaria vaccine candidate named Advalcivax. The vaccine aims to provide protection against human infection while also reducing vector-borne community transmission of the parasite. Advalcivax is the first indigenous recombinant chimeric malaria vaccine specifically designed to target two critical stages of Plasmodium falciparum, the parasite responsible for the most lethal form of malaria. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICAMR, through partnership with the Department of Biotechnology, National Institute of Immunology, is currently developing this malaria vaccine candidate. Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, has formally quit the International Developmental Inclusive Alliance. Senior AAP leader Sanjay Singh told the media that the alliance was formed just for the 2024 general elections, and after that, the AAP contested the Haryana and Delhi Assembly elections alone. The party skipped the INDI alliance meeting held yesterday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the efforts to chronicle the beauty of Kutch and encouraged motorcyclists to visit the region. The Prime Minister said this after meeting Venu Srinivasan and Sudarshan Venu of TVS Motor Company in New Delhi. Mr. Srinivasan also presented Mr. Modi the Ran Utsav 2025 coffee table book, showcasing Kutch's culture, landscapes and heritage. Prince Al-Walid, widely known as Saudi Arabia's sleeping prince, passed away at the age of 36 after spending nearly two decades in coma. Funeral prayers are scheduled to take place today following the Asr prayer at the Imam Turki bin Abdullah Mosque in Riyadh. Prince Al-Walid was the eldest son of Prince Khalid bin Talal, a prominent member of the Saudi royal family. He was involved in a severe car accident in London at the age of 15 that left him with a traumatic brain injury and a serious hemorrhage. In Vietnam, the death toll in the tragic capsizing of a tourist boat has climbed to 37 in Ha Long Bay. Search and rescue operations continue for those still missing. The incident occurred yesterday when the vessel encountered a powerful storm that swept through the area, causing it to lose contact with authorities before sinking. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in these areas, including Tamil Nadu, for the next 6 days. There is forecast of heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Assam, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim during the next 3 days. Moving on to sports, at the ongoing fourth-ranking wrestling series underway in Budapest, Hungary, Indian women grapplers bagged a silver and a bronze medal yesterday. Priya Malik demonstrated exceptional skill in the 76-kilogram weight category, winning a silver medal after losing a close contest against Brazil's Martins Machado 3-4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.